Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's going on out there? It's Mike Stounds, and I'm back with another episode of the Mike Stounds Experience. Make sure that you download and share this from whatever platforms you use to listen to podcasts on. I appreciate it, and thanks for taking the time to check me out. So, I just wanted to send some shout outs to everybody listening here in the United States in places like Nevada, Florida, Virginia, Connecticut. And then also shout out to everybody in Canada, Germany, South Korea, Ireland, and Denmark that's listening. Wanted to kind of acknowledge everybody out there that's listening, because I don't do that enough. And it's something I got to work on. And I'm trying to get over these allergies, man. Spring, man, it just be kicking in, and allergies just, I don't know. Weren't feeling too good, but I decided to kind of get up and put this episode out. So y'all got to bear with me, man. Not feeling the greatest, but we gonna push through it though. But anyway, I wanted to talk about popular company slogans that you can apply to life. And I went and looked at a lot of slogans and models that these places have. And I sat back and thought, how could they be applied to just our daily lives? And I looked at each one, and I looked at what they meant to me. And maybe you could relate. There's so many. But so I had to kind of narrow it down and to just, you know, a few. Because, I mean, there may be like thousands. And I wanted to talk a little bit about each one and why I chose them, just based on how they made sense to me. And like I said, maybe you could relate. So this first one that came up was one that I think everybody knows, real popular, and it's from Nike, which is just do it. It's that simple, just do it. And so when we apply that to our lives, I don't think that it gets any simpler than that. You know, that phrase, that slogan just makes you not want to sit around. You know, it makes you want to kind of get up and do something. You know, for me, I guess it's just this thing where, you know, I say it to myself when I really don't feel like doing something that I know I need to be doing. Like maybe when I got a lot of stuff going on that needs to be done. And I don't know, man, whatever it is that you have to do, you know, we can sometimes procrastinate and just put shit off because we dread having to spend that amount of time doing it. And it might not be something that you enjoy doing, but just do it, man. Quit stalling and just do it, because whatever it is, it'll still be there until you decide to just do it and get it over with. Another popular company slogan comes from Apple, and the one that says think different. That one stood out to me because a lot of us, you know, we're stuck in our particular ways of thinking. And sometimes the way we think, it can stop us from making the changes that we need in our lives. And I think we have to be able to reframe a situation, look at it from a different angle. And, you know, changing your thinking, it can change your life. We have to understand that, you know, we can't approach everything with the same way of thinking or the same mindset all the time. You're going to have moments where you need to adjust your thinking. If you're not getting the results that you want, then it may be time for you to think differently about how you're approaching something. The way we think determines our behaviors and the way we act and feel. In order to be different, you have to think differently. Now, I got another one from another shoe company, which is from Adidas. And that one is impossible is nothing. And when I saw that one, you know, I kind of played around with it and I flipped it backwards to where it read nothing is impossible. And so I think it works both ways when applying it to our lives. Impossible is nothing and nothing is impossible. No matter how far-fetched or crazy your ideas and dreams and goals are, it's not impossible. We just got to be willing to get after it and make it a reality. You know what I mean? To think that something is impossible means that you've already accepted defeat. And once that creeps into the mind, you're pretty much giving up. Changing your life, your circumstances, your perspective, all those things are possible. And it just takes time, but it isn't impossible. Anything is possible as long as you're committed to it. So impossible is nothing and nothing is impossible. Now, I got another one here. It was kind of like a toss up between McDonald's and Burger King. And I think Burger King, I think they changed their slogan. I think it used to be like have it your way to like be your way. And then it went into something else. So it got kind of hard for me to really follow what was going on. So Mickey D's won out on that one. So I think everybody knows their slogan. I'm loving it. But applying that to our lives is that we have to love the journey. You know, we hear it all the time. Love the process. Love the journey. I'm loving it. Enjoy the experience and just love it. You know, it may not be the greatest path or journey right now. And I look at it like this. You know, we don't get a second chance. So we better enjoy it and love it while we're here. Life is too short to not love it. Take all of it in. And don't just love the good. Love the bad. Because one can't exist without the other. Good days, bad days, in between days, I'm loving it. Moving right along, this one came from General Electric. And it says, imagination at work. Now, I picked this one because, you know, it really made me think about, you know, when we get older, we lose our creative side. If you remember when we were children and younger, our imaginations, man, they would just run wild. But as we've gotten older, you know, we find it, I don't know, it's something happens, I don't know, with our imaginations, you know. And I mean, maybe it could be because we've gotten so stuck in the rat race of life that it leaves us drained to a point where we forget about our imagination. You know, shit like your, what is it, like your job, you know, family responsibilities and just everything else that may have come before our creative sides. We have to kind of put that to the side and try to focus on all these different things. You know, you got bills, you got a family to feed, you got a job. And I get it, you know, but I think we can't leave our imaginations behind, especially when it comes to, you know, trying to fit into the world of the social norms. But our imaginations, you know, they should always be at work no matter how old we get. Our imaginations are what I think, you know, I think that they fuel our abilities to create, to be able to go out and just create something and just to be an innovator. You got to have imagination. It's that thing that allows us to bring our imaginations into reality. You know what I mean? We make things tangible based on our imagination. All the people who are great innovators, creators and inventors, they all had to start with their imagination. So why should things be any different when it comes to your life? Keep your imaginations at work and just let it flow, because I think all ideas start from a place of imagination. Now, this last one, it comes from Uber. And I'm not even sure if they still use this one, but I thought it was a good one, though. And it says, move the way you want. Because in our lives, I think that there's no shortage of people telling us what to do with our lives all the time. They try to tell us when to move, how to move, and where to move. But ultimately, the choice is yours in the way you move. Why not move the way you want? Because it's your life. As long as you're moving in a positive direction and you're not causing harm to yourself or anybody else, why should it matter what anyone tells you to do? But for whatever crazy reason, we seem to listen to a lot of people who tell us how to move, and we think that's the best move that we can make based on somebody else's opinion, advice, and perspective. Only you will know what's good for you. And I'm not saying that you can't be receptive to the advice and perspective of others, but you can't totally rely on that shit all the time. At some point, you're going to have to make your own moves, and that may or may not involve the input of others. So we just got to get over being afraid to move the way we want to move because of what so-and-so said, or because how so-and-so, they might not like this move that I made or I'm about to make. And the thing is, it's not about them. Never was. And I mean, I hate to sound selfish, but at the end of it all, there has to be a moment in time where it's only about you. Because if you don't move the way you want, you'll always find yourself looking to others for advice and constantly seeking their approval. And based on what they tell you, you may miss out on some good opportunities by not moving the way you want it to move. And of course, I mean, there's a chance of, you know, failure. I mean, there's a chance of failure with everything that we do. But you'll never know how successful you could be just by listening to others, you know what I'm saying? And listening to them telling you how to move. And that's no way to live. If you fail, so what? People fail all the time. But they're still going to move how they want regardless of failures. So, that's it. It's been this week's episode. Just something that I wanted to share. And I don't know, man. It's just kind of strange to me that, especially with that last one, man, you know, move the way you want. You know, we always get kind of stuck on what other people are telling us to do, and we never really do what we want to do. But like I said, that's been this week's episode. I got to try to go and take something for these allergies or something, man. I'm like sitting here sweating right now, and it's not even that hot outside, bro. I don't think I'm running a fever or nothing, but anyway, thanks for checking me out. Take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and I'll see y'all on the next one. Peace.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.